RTE2FM. Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. Now, it is time to enter the murky waters of conspiracy theories again. And Sophie White is back with me now. And this time, we have a classic. It is the flat earth theory. Hello.
You mean the flat earth reality? This is the danger. Okay,
okay,
hi.
Go on. Hi, hi Sophie White.
Thanks
hi.
For having me. Thanks for having me. This is a problem now. We're doing this new conspiracy segment, and every week I'm getting radicalized.
Are you?
I'm having my eyes opened to the truth.
Okay, sorry.
Speaking truth to
I'm
power.
I'm sorry. Listen, you're entitled to your opinion and all of that. But I was reading the notes. I mean, it's fascinating.
It's dense. I sent you about 5,000 words.
It's a lot. And I didn't realize people think the earth is flat for many different reasons. They're not all in the same camp, and even they're fighting and all that kind of stuff.
Like, it's, oh, yeah.
So where does the flat earth idea, where does it come from?
The kind of modern flat earth thing really kicked off in like the 1800s.
Okay.
With this guy who was like very charismatic. I'm not going to say he was a snake oil salesman, but he did have a pamphlet all about how the earth was flat, and he gave it a very kind of fancy name. And that's, I think, the key with a lot of conspiracy theory stuff is if you can like brand it well and give it a slightly scientific-y sounding name. So his pamphlet was called The Zetetic Astronomy. And he would give a talk if people paid him 6 pennies for a talk. And his name was Samuel Robotham. And he basically was an English writer. His general vibe with the flat earth theory and with a lot of flat earthers is like, how do you know it's definitely not flat? They do a kind of a lot of that type of argument.
Yes.
You know, like, prove to me that it's round. And you can point things out, like, for example, the fact that if you look at the horizon, I'd say ships on the ocean, if you look out, they will slowly drop behind the horizon. So, you know, that when people brought that kind of point to Samuel, though, back when he was giving his talks, he would just run away.
Okay.
Which is actually a great policy if you're potentially on shaky scientific ground, great policy. With the kind of internet era,
yes,
the whole flat earth thing has exploded
still
in
thriving.
Loads of different directions.
Yeah, it's still going strong.
It's it is thriving. And it's really the perfect place for flat earth to thrive, because obviously, say, for example, on YouTube, there is no limit on the amount of hours that, say, a young man can make a video about how the earth is flat and post it. So there is like 7-hour YouTube videos.
Wow.
Detailing all of the ways that the earth is flat.
And why do they reckon, like, what are they saying? Why do they reckon the earth is flat?
Well, this is the thing with the internet era versus, say, the old kind of religious
pamphlet
era.
And pamphlet and religion and all that. Yeah.
Is that it's really connected in with, like, you know, deep conspiracy stuff. Like, there's something they are not telling us. And there is. Definitely, but I'm not sure that it's that the earth is flat. Okay. So a big thing that there's kind of different theories. So some people believe that it's literally like a pancake disc
whizzing around,
kind of whizzing through
galaxy.
Space.
Okay.
Other people think that it's like a disc under a dome, kind of almost Truman Show style, and that the earth, the sun, and the moon are just rotating around the sky above us. And they're like, one of them believes that the moon is only about 13 miles across, which is significantly smaller than the size of the moon.
Do some believe there's like a parallel universe going on underneath that, you know, or like there's another world that they're not telling us about?
Yes. So there's one theory that so some of them believe that the oceans, for example, are just kind of running off the edges.
Right.
Flowing away.
Okay.
And then there's another set of beliefs that is that the Antarctica is actually not at the center, but is around the edges of the disc, and that is to keep us from knowing the truth, which is that there is like a kind of fancy America 2.0 lying just beyond the ice wall that we can't get at.
Why?
I suppose keeping all the good stuff for themselves.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Can we talk about Mike Hughes?
Ah, yeah.
The limousine driver.
Yeah. Like, and what moxie. Mike Moxie Hughes, we should call him, because so the big thing with Flat Earth is that they generally say if you can't observe it for yourself, then how can you trust that
how
the earth is round?
Yeah.
Yeah. And as one espouser of the Flat Earth theory says, facts are not true just because they're facts. That is a real quote. So this is what we're doing. This is what we're dealing with. So Mike Hughes wanted to see it for himself. And so he was a 62-year-old limousine driver from California. And he successfully launched himself up over the Mojave Desert in a homemade rocket, which I just...
Dedication.
That is really good DIY.
Yeah.
And so then over the kind of 2010s, he was trying to up the ante on his rocket mission, because what he wanted to do was basically reach the stratosphere, look back and say, that is a flat Earth.
He wanted to see for himself.
He wanted to see for himself. And so he did different things. Like, he had a Kickstarter campaign. At one point, he wanted to raise $150,000 because obviously home rocket building still pricey. Unfortunately, that Kickstarter campaign netted just 2 supporters and $300, which is a fairly big shortfall. But then finally, he made good on his whole plan. He had a rocket that was jangly at best. Apparently stuff was leaking, bolts needed tightening. But at around 3 p.m. in 2020, he blasted off from a portable ramp that he had attached to a motorhome that he had bought through Craigslist.
Bless him. Yeah.
And he soared to 1,900 feet, which is
not bad.
Pretty good for a homemade rocket.
Not bad.
And so he had kind of started to get a bit of press attention because he was so outspoken about the fact that the Earth is flat. And he said, he told the Associated Press, "Do I believe the Earth is shaped like a Frisbee? I believe it is. Do I know for sure? No. That's why I want to go up in space." And so he basically, sadly, didn't ultimately get to see. Because didn't he die in a botched rocket mission in 2020?
No.
Yeah, it was
so
very
sad. So it killed
sad.
Him. But this is the thing, Sophie. Like, he believed so much that the Earth was flat because he's obviously spending too much time on YouTube. It killed him.
Yeah.
It killed him.
I know. It is wild. Like, well, there is genuinely, I think people do get so caught up in the conspiracy thing. And the thing is that we know we've been lied to by, you know, institutions and government
sure.
bodies, because, you know, like on very real levels, you know, we've seen, and even in America, I think they have like an even grander history of, you know,
being lied to.
Being lied to, like, you know, MK Ultra and the CIA
yes.
and the FBI, yeah, you know,
yeah,
but goes right to the top.
Yeah.
You know, so there's already such a kind of...
So they feel warranted in that respect.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But with the flat earthing, has anyone got a reason why the people in charge of the world would want to trick us into believing that the earth is flat? Like, what would their reasoning be for that?
Okay, like... Wait, why would they trick us into believing?
Yeah,
the Earth
why
is flat?
Would they think? Why are the government keeping that from us? Why are they hiding that piece of information from us? And what is the reason? Because there's this parallel universe that they're keeping for themselves. Is that it?
Well, one of the things is they think that NASA is a massive money laundering enterprise.
Okay.
So they think that things like that NASA stands for never a straight answer. So they believe all of the kind of, you know, footage from space and photographs and all of that is all photoshopped. And that, so like, say, you know, NASA gets, you know, however many tens of millions a year to put into the space program, and they believe that that is basically taxpayers' money being sucked into an elaborate MLM that is NASA.
Okay.
And like, you
see,
do
that's
get...
a decent reason. Sorry. Like, that's a decent reason to believe if you're going to believe. You know what I mean? You think, okay, well, I can get on board with that, you know?
You can get on board with that. Can you, Jen? I'm so happy. Welcome over to my side. The thing is that as well, when you have I think the conspiracy theory kind of like sows a seed of a kind of a virus in your mind, you can start to see it everywhere. And it's like, it's called confirmation bias.
Okay.
Where it's a genuine like phenomenon that people kind of experience, that like, if you think something, it's in the forefront of your mind, you start to see it everywhere, which further reinforces what the, you know, belief that you held was.
Gotcha.
Do you know that?
That makes complete sense. Because I had an argument recently with someone about a conspiracy theory that they had, and it.
Oh, I want to know it so badly.
And it all kind of the person just kind of went around in circles and brought it back to their original conspiracy theory from years ago. And I was like, it's not the same. This is a completely different conversation, but they kind of throw it all under the same thing as, you know, it generally comes down to being anti-government, I find, a lot of the times in a lot of these conspiracy
and
theories.
So much of it is like rooted in like racism and anti-Semitism. Like, it's all interesting how they all kind of are offshoots of the same kind of, you know, like bigotry in a lot of ways. Like, it seems to tie back very much into that. Like, for example, within the kind of flat earth community, there is a very kind of palpable anti-Semitism at play. Like, I read one piece that was written by a journalist who went to a conference, a flat earth conference, and like, in talking to some of the people who were giving speeches and showing their quote unquote evidence, there would often, you know, be a fast segue into, of course, the Zionists want you to believe the earth is round. And you're like, oh, okay. And so one person at that conference told the journalist that NASA was Hebrew for those who deceive. It's not. The closest word to NASA in Hebrew apparently just means to carry.
Okay.
But, you know, it's very much a kind of, well, it's the tinfoil hat thing, isn't it? Mm. And I mean, on the one hand, you see, and this isn't just because I'm radicalized from being too steeped in this subject matter, but like, on the one hand, I think, you know, if you're not paranoid, you're crazy, because, you know, this is where I now start turning to that person that you were talking to. I'm like, WikiLeaks, Jen. It goes right to the top. Julian Assange.
Well, listen, I would love, is there anybody out there? Let's throw it out. Are you a flat earther? Do you believe it? Do you want to come on and state your case and go for coffee with Sophie? I mean, that's totally fine. Sophie White, thank you so much for coming back to us with that flat earth idea. What do you guys think? 51552. We'll be back right after this. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.